We formally launched the Public Service Emerging Leaders Fellowship Program of Kenya, and it's a partnership between my organization, Emerging Public Leaders, and a local organization known as the Emerging Leaders Foundation, and in partnership with the government of Kenya through the Public Services Commission. We have been on a journey over the past 2 years to design an initiative that would really support the government of Kenya's efforts at helping to upskill early stage public servants, giving them the ethical strong bases that they need, giving them skills and connections to a Pan-African network of other civil servants with whom they can plan policies of the future that would really help address some of the global challenges.
Ms. Hasenkwal, what's the rationale behind this program and what does it entail?
Is a 12-month leadership development experience that is really aimed at helping early stage public servants, particularly those who've been in public service for less than a year, gain the right orientation towards citizen centricism, to give them the right understanding of kind of global issues such as climate change and health pandemics and how to lead in times of uncertainty, but also give them the network, because it is cohort-based, a network of other like-minded public servants with whom they can kickstart their public service careers. We are noticing that the future of work is changing, and invariably the future of government work is also changing too. And as more countries are beginning to grapple with shared concerns and shared issues, it is just an important part of how we equip future public servants for the opportunity of leadership in such a time.
Talking about transformation, what do you think are some of the measures that could be implemented to ensure the program's success?
Well, we've taken a few steps to make sure this becomes an enduring effort. I think the first thing is partnerships, recognizing that we cannot do this alone. Emerging Public Leaders plays a catalytic role, but it really is the government of Kenya through the Public Services Commission that is leading the way here and really working with us to design an initiative that is fit for purpose. And so this curriculum is really focused on putting citizens at the center of public service and making sure that the 50 young people that will go through this inaugural cohort have the right orientation towards service, have the skills that they need to get their jobs done, have a network of mentors and coaches that will support their onward leadership journey, and that their onward continuous professional development will also be set on kind of a determined path. We recognize that every country needs its best and brightest in public service. And our vision is to really help governments to attract and retain excellent talent that are ethical and competent and will drive transformation.
What do you think are the prospects of these young people who go through this program? What are the prospects?
I think the future looks bright for young people in public service. Just last month in Accra, I joined 16 young, capable civil servants who graduated from our second cohort of public service fellows in Ghana. And already, many of them, before even graduating through the two-year fellowship in Ghana, have been promoted, they've risen through the ranks, they've been absorbed onto full-time public service, been roped into COVID response committees. Our fellows have worked on budgets, have been on the forefront of streamlining processes. And so we're finding that when we do invest in upskilling high-caliber talent, giving them the right orientation towards work, providing an architecture of support that includes mentoring and coaching. And as we foster these intergenerational relationships, we're seeing that there is such a great benefit. It recasts the image of public service in general, and more importantly, it helps it helps governments deliver on their highest priorities. We had fellows in the Ministry of Health in Ghana, for example, who, because of the skills that they possessed, were roped into the Crisis Response Center and were really helping to, with their digital skills, to streamline the contact tracing process.